Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. Joining me today is Igor Caspu. He's the founder of B-Roll with 2 billion bees in 2020, and he's going to tell us how bees play an important role in our daily lives and that we don't really know how big of a difference they can make in a world endangered by pollution, fast economy, and bad management. So in that spirit, they've decided it's time to make a wake-up call and start acting. So hello and welcome to the show, Igor.
Hi, Lori.
I'm really curious about this program, 2 Billion Bees in 2020. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, 2 Billion Bees, not just a project for us. It's more like a waking up call for the planet, for the world to start taking action about the bees and how important the bees are, you know, because we have a lot of discussions in the world now about the bees and the disappearing. And with our platform, we are trying to bring awareness to people that we have to start actions now. We have to start supporting the beekeepers. So it's a wake-up call for the people to realize the importance of the bees and for people to understand that we have to start taking actions to support, actually, the bees. So the B-Roll platform is a wake-up call for the people around us. The bees are not multiplying by themselves naturally. Of course they do, but we do it through the beekeepers. And our project is actually to support the development of the beekeepers and to donate hives, beehives, and so that beekeepers can multiply their families faster.
Well, and it says that there's 100 affected countries that you're trying to reach with these 2,000 hives?
Exactly. Well, this is the minimum what we're trying to reach. And overall, we speak about a global community raising. And physically, we have our partners, beekeepers associations from different countries. Mm-hmm. And we will put up a program where they will physically make the donation for us. And we are just there as a platform to support them and to give, let's say, the reach out.
Great. And so what, as a local community here in the U.S., what are things we can do? We can donate the dollar, but what else can we do?
Yeah, well, we have made the platform pretty simple on the B-Roll. com. There is a separate page on that Save the Bees, mm-hmm. and people can enter there and they can see our platform. They can donate $1 or they can buy a hoodie or a hat. And also, we'll put some honeys from the beekeepers directly.
Oh, okay.
And so people can actually buy honey or donate or just buy some hoodies or hats. And also the most important is that they register on our platform and then they can start communicating also with the beekeepers from all the world, you know, because in the B-Roll, our logic is that we make a platform where the beekeeper can communicate with the honey lovers or with the consumers that we all are. Mm-hmm. So you can actually see the name of the beekeeper where your honey comes from. You can talk to the person, support the person. That's the logic that we have in the back of it.
Well, and you know, we've all heard about that there's becoming a shortage of bees. And is that what sparked this?
Exactly. The bees are disappearing year by year in all over the countries. And it doesn't matter. You can talk to any beekeeper from all over the world. And everybody will say in the same word, like in the same criteria, that every year by year the bees are disappearing because of the climate changes, because of the use of the pesticides, because of the wasps that is coming, and the bees are getting more weak, and the wasps are eating the and killing the bees as well. So we have to encourage the beekeepers to generate more families of the bees.
Mm-hmm. You know? Paint a little picture for us what will happen if we don't. You say this is a wake-up call, so what happens if we lose bees? Because they affect us, right, in so many ways?
Exactly, Lori. Well, this is a very tragic ending. If people don't think that, really realize that statistically, and it's very clearly that it shows that in maximum 5 years, I mean, it could be a tragic thing happening, because if the bees are not there around, they're pollinating around 70% of everything we have around ourselves. And then we have no more natural life physically, no more fruits, no more vegetables. And, well, the ending is very tragic. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And people don't really realize, you know, we started the campaign and then we have like questions. It's like, oh, but I'm afraid of the bees, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we should not be afraid of the bees. Bees are very friendly and very intelligent insects. They are friends, basically. And I think they are more afraid of us than we should be afraid of them, in fact.
That's really interesting. And I think that maybe people might get bees and wasps mixed up, because, you know, you don't want a wasp landing on you. But I know even as a kid, I loved it if a bee would land on me, because I knew it wasn't going to sting me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Lori. But people are confusing wasps with bees. So, yeah, that's the wasp is not generating honey and it's not pollinating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe more like a confusion part.
Yeah, and how many types of bees are there? I mean, there's the bumblebee, but are there more that make honey? Like, how many different breeds of bees?
Well, you know, every country has, every region, I would say, has different type of bees, you mm-hmm. know, like in every country, you know, like smaller bees, bigger bees. Bees are adopting mainly to the regional part of the landing, you know, of the climate.
Mm-hmm.
And well, there are hundreds of types of bees if you take them all over the world, but the meaning of the bees is the same, and the work and the role of the bees is the same, is to pollinate and to make honey.
When you say you're donating hives, so how are you building up those hives? Are you doing it? Are you getting beekeepers to do that?
We do it in a different way. From regions to regions, well, we are contracting the beekeepers associations that they're normally doing. So they are physically doing it for their regions.
Okay.
We can't do it logistically, you know, for all over the world.
And then are you looking for more people to be beekeepers?
Absolutely. Well, we are looking in our platform. Every beekeeper can register. And then they have to send us a form, and we put them inside. We create them a profile, and every beekeeper is more welcome to say okay. Or even if they want beehives, then of course we can also donate to them directly. You know,
so I see.
Very open.
If someone's listening and they know someone who's a beekeeper or they are a beekeeper, they can go to the beeroll.com and register, and then they can be a part of this project.
Exactly, exactly. And once you are on the beeroll.com, you can register as both. We have two types of profiles. There is a profile as a beekeeper, like you register as a beekeeper. Well, it's very simple, actually. You make an account, you put a picture, and then we are activating the accounts. And you can also make a picture of your product, and you can sell your honey as well through our platform. Or you can register as a honey lover, as a consumer of honey, and then you don't have the element of online shop inside. You just have the platform, messaging, pictures, and then you can reach out the other beekeepers.
I see. And I'm thinking what a great thing this would be, great education for school kids to see this, understand it, be able to donate to it. Do you have any programs for school children to be able to see how all this works?
Well, we didn't actually put a target on different categories of people, but for sure, as educational project is a pioneering project, I would say. Well, we couldn't find, because we just launched our project in Apimonde in Canada. Mm-hmm. We wanted to compare it with other platforms. And for sure, it's a great idea to put it maybe as a special project for the kids. Yeah, or students in the schools. But basically, if, for example, any community of schools wants to create a group inside, then we're very open to do it together, because we are a community platform. We are here only to give the tools, but we want all the content and let's say all the needs and so on for people to start buzzing, you know, mm-hmm. working and telling about it, not... We can't do everything by ourselves. We want to people to get more involved in that.
I love that, and I think it would be good for people to know more about it. And like you say, you know, I've seen people just, you know, swat at bees and not really understand what, you know, the purpose that they serve. And when I was looking through your B-roll, there was so much educational stuff about all the work that the bees do and how important they really are globally.
Yeah. And also we are trying, now we are making even more. We are putting up now a team. Our team will start putting every day or every, let's say, 2-3 days, more hints about the importance of the honey, importance of the bees. You know, the importance of all the sector, of the bees, because it's not just the pollinization, honey, there is wax, if we're looking around ourselves, we'll find impressively a huge range of products that we have no idea that the honey is there, or there is an impact of the bees. So we're trying to educate, like you say as well, people, for them to take action and to wake up and say, okay, hey, let's support the cause, let's support the beekeepers, let's do things together, you know.
I love that.
That's our role, in fact, because mm-hmm. we cannot, you know, in two words, this is like a Facebook or like or any other social platform, whatever you call, but specialized for the bees and for the honey, you know, especially for the role of the bees.
Yeah,
and also our role as human beings, because we have to wake up and say, we have to do something here, you know. We can't just wait somebody to do, because there is no more somebody on the planet. It's our role to do something here.
Yeah, I have two questions. One is, what spurred you on? What made you want to do this?
Well, we are in the honey sector for the last 7 years. We also have beehives. And we have also a facility for honey packing, and we work with thousands of beekeepers from the region. And we know the problem that the beekeepers have. And it was like more like a social impact that we, you know, once you are buying honey from the supermarket, that there is no honey there, because most of people don't realize when they are buying so-called honey in the supermarket, they buy a sort of a syrup with the taste of honey. And then it's very important that people realize that they have to start consuming real honey for honey and support beekeepers, you know, because that's becoming a big problem for people to have a confusion of honey with different syrups with the taste of honey.
Well, and you talked about the honey in the grocery stores, and I know that there's a difference between that and, for lack of better words, real honey, you know, that hasn't been through the process. Tell us about honey. I mean, I know that there's so many things that honey is good for, even as far as your immune system.
Yeah, well, honey, you know, honey is good basically for everything. Honey is, I think, the only product in the world that has basically all the nutritional substances that we need for the body. And it's good for health, it's good for immunity, for skin, it's good for seeing, for sightseeing. It's good for basically everything, for all the, it has a lot of useful nutrients that you need for the heart and for basically anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat honey like every day? Do you just eat it raw? Or do
yeah,
you,
I do. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
so
do,
like how much every day? Do you do like a tablespoon?
Well, 2-3 spoons. Yeah, 2-3 spoons in the morning with water is always good. Mm. Before you start your activities, just take 2-3 spoons of real honey with water. And then go take a shower and have a coffee afterwards. So it helps a lot.
Well, and it gives you energy, I understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. I recommend it to you as well.
Uh-huh. If somebody was interested in becoming a beekeeper, could they find out enough information on your page to start looking into that?
Well, definitely they could start. They could find, let's say, the initial information. But we could for sure help them with great contacts that we've got in every country. Because like I told you, we have in every country, we have partners with beekeepers associations. And for sure, we could put anybody in touch with the relevant people there. And plus to this, the most important thing is what we want to do for the small beekeepers. They can put their honey on our platform and they can sell it from there.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need to bother where they're selling their honey, because you know it's very expensive to create your online shop by yourself. Then you have to spend a lot of money for advertising, and designers and all the work in the back. So what we're trying to do, we made it very simple, like tools for every beekeeper. They put their honey, they put their picture, and the prices they want for that honey. And people can contact them directly and they buy it from them directly.
That's interesting. Well, I did notice that on your website. I loved looking through it.
Because that's it's we have launched it now, and with the 2 billion bees project, we are trying to bring more people aware of the bees, so that we get more more awareness. And then now during the year, we will start also the commercial tool.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's because we cannot put only beekeepers on the platform, because beekeepers will not sell honey to themselves. You
know? That's so true.
That's why we need the support of community to register. And then, then they know that, okay, we can find beekeepers there. So they can, talk to them and already buy honey directly from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me this. How I noticed on honey, it'll say clover honey or, how do you know, like, where the bees, how do you know if it's what kind of honey it is?
Well, it's very simple. The bees are flying around 3 kilometers from the hive. Yeah. And so they go and they fly. And they from the pollinization process, they are bringing the honey of any flower that is around of this area. So if you physically are putting, let's say, your beehives in a lavandum area or any other areas of flowers, then they are collecting that type of pollen. Respectively, they are producing that type of honey.
Interesting. So like if it's in an orchard of apple trees,
yes.
That's what it's going to be.
Okay. They're getting apple tree honey.
How many hives does one beekeeper usually have? Is there a kind of a general amount of hives they'll have?
Well, Laurie, it's different. Average beekeepers have around 100 beehives. But there are bigger beekeepers with 2,000 beehives, with 1,000 beehives. So that, but in average, I would say like 100 beehives, 50 to 100 beehives.
And what's the upkeep on a beehive? Is it like a few hours a day? What is, like, okay, on 100 hives, what would be the time of upkeep?
Well, the working time you have only in the harvesting period. It depends how many months per year you have flowers around, like in flourishment. And then in the winter time, they are sleeping. So physically, I would say half, like 50% of the year, they are flying. And then in the harvesting process, normally you have to extract the honey, depending how many hives you have, but you have to do the work around one time a week. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So this, what I'm seeing in the B-roll is that you can be a beekeeper and sell honey there. You can be a community person and buy honey there. And then also there's a place to donate to your bee project.
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
Yes. No, that's correct. You have also, like, on the Save the Bees, you can donate, or you can also buy a hoodie or a hat, or we'll put some honey or other things as well that are supporting the cause for people to get more personalized items of our project.
Okay, and that helps spread the word as well, right?
Yes, that helps spread the word. You know, we've created some nice hats and hoodies, and I hope people like them. And, you know, if you're wearing that, then you could, you know, have a happy bee on yourself. Then you could also express to your friends around what we want to do.
Well, we're talking with Igor with the Bee Project, and I just wonder if there's anything else that we have missed that you really want people to know about this project or about your B-roll page.
Yeah, well, I think the most important is for people to really start taking actions now together with us. And any questions they have, we are very, very welcome to reply and to answer to any questions and to support us, to support our cause and to be a part together with us. Because now is the right time with all the climate changes in the world. It's the right time for all of us to start doing things together. We are not here only to propose our project or to sell our idea or products. We are here for people to get engagement so we can do things together. That's what we're looking for.
Well, what drew me to this was that you really want to make a difference. And I think that if people could be a little more curious and look into this and spread the word and, you know, talk about it, that we could really have an impact. And we all know that this is really a big issue.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're looking for. It's talking about it, bringing it on the table, you know, during the dinner time with the families. You know, talking about that, not just leaving it somewhere, because that's for sure not an issue that we have to leave it somewhere.
Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us and letting us know. And I will certainly put your link along with this so people will be able to find you and find your page and do whatever they can to help make a difference. And I know some people that are school teachers, and so I'm going to reach out to them as well and see if maybe there might be some kids that would take this on as a project.
Yeah, that's very good. Yes, I think it's important to spread it everywhere. That's what we're trying to do now. And we are very, very grateful for any public companies, radio stations, and so on to spread it out.
Yeah, and the donation is $1. And I love this on your webpage. It says, what can you do with $1? The answer, you can buy a small cup of coffee, maybe a sandwich, I doubt it here, or a soda, or you can save 100 bees. I mean, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the real. I mean, it's not about the money here. It's about the impact more. It's about, because everybody can donate $1, but it's for us to do it together. And also it's very simple, because once we're donating, because we have like questions, but how can we see where you're giving the hives? And so it's very simple. We'll give every beekeeper that gets a hive, he will be there publicly, so you could talk to him, you know? I mean, that's what we're putting here. It's not something that you know, that you cannot see, something that it's so transparent and everybody can talk to our beneficiaries and also encourage the people.
I love that because it does build this bigger community. And like you say, you could have just done a fundraiser, but you want people to know, you want them to communicate. And
exactly,
I just am so fascinated by that. And I thank you for the work that you're doing.
I hope, yes, well, I hope it will work out because, yes, we are starting now. And that's so far, everybody is very committed and we only started. I thank you as well for your call and for your interest.
I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening today. We hope you've learned something new. I know I have. Boy, join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a huge difference in our community and beyond.